rest of the lake, and the bite of the wind is like a slap in the face. A legend of horror lurks in the haze. It's Bigfoot. A giant of a creature, all covered with hair, as tall as a timber and strong as a bear. Y'all better not go walking out there with Bigfoot. Bigfoot's coming, gonna get you. Bigfoot's coming, so you better watch out. Lock your doors and bolt your windows. Bigfoot's on the prowl. Bigfoot's coming, gonna get you. Bigfoot's coming, so you better watch out. Lock your doors and bolt your windows. Bigfoot's on the prowl. Legend has grown about this big hairy man that walks all alone. A mountain monster 10 feet tall called Bigfoot. From the tales of the traders and trappers to the image on Indian walls. From the Bear Paw Mountains of Montana to the sign to the Great Shasta. From the Flatheads to Blackfeet and the Shoshones, he must have seen them all. And when the sun goes down in the northwest woods, if you listen, you can hear him call. Bigfoot's coming, gonna get you, gonna get you. Bigfoot's coming, so you better watch out. Lock your doors and bolt your windows. Bigfoot's on the prowl. Your doors and bolt your windows. Bigfoot's on the prowl. Bigfoot's on the prowl. Bigfoot's on the prowl.
Alright guys, welcome back to the channel. If you're new, my name is Robbie. Guys, today we're going to review Brian Turner's What I Eat in a Day. But Brian has made adjustments. Now he is soy free. That is an interesting turn of events. You see it often with many vegans. All of a sudden they realize, some of my foods are not so healthy for me. Maybe I should go soy free. Maybe I should go gluten free. Little do they know, the best way is to go plant-free and to go full carnivore. But well, so be it. Let's take a closer look.
What's up?
Soy-free vegan.
What is going on, my friends and family? And welcome back to another full day of eating. This time, we're doing a completely soy-free full day eating because I know there are a lot of people who have issues with soy. A lot of people who just want to avoid it. And it's good to open up our, you know, our arsenal of different meals that we don't need soy as a protein source for. So I'm excited to show you guys what we eat today. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm covered in sweat. Why? Because I just got out of the gym. So I want to tell you guys about this one exercise that I'm doing.
Brian Turner is the guy that tells us through a vegan diet he got rid of his acne, but you can still see that his skin is in a bad condition.
At the end of my back days, the end of my lat days, this is a really good burnout one. So if you can either use like a cable or if you have a rope kind of like mine, you sit at the bottom of the pulley, you sit on your booty, and then you're basically doing rows, but you're doing it one arm at a time. Now I'm holding both ends of the rope, but what I'm doing is I'm pulling with my right arm first letting my left arm just...
After this, I did a little bit of cardio. I usually do it outside, but today I'm just feeling like... So me and Sammy...
Hey guys!
We're just chilling in the spot out back.
You always see the same phenomena with vegans. They become very feminine. I do not care if this is a soy-free day of eating. Brian still has transmuted himself into a very feminine-looking soy boy. Always the same.
This has been our new spot because it's super hot. Then we have our pomegranate tree cut as a mushroom, and so it's perfect. We get our seats under here. You've probably seen.
He lives in California, but he's very, very pale.
Vlogging here a bunch with Sammy and Brian.
Sign of anemia. His girlfriend as well.
But anyway, this pale. Full day of eating is brought to you by. And now, it is time to eat my first meal, which is going to be some chili. Thank God.
Fake enthusiasm, as always.
All right, so
chili and onions,
recipe,
super poisonous.
We are going to
always the same shit, guys.
Onion and mince it. I also got one jalapeno, yeah, and I've fantastic. Minced it. And I'm doing the same with a bell pepper. I have a red one right here. And then also we're going to need some garlic mince. So I'll probably do about
more
six
garlic, onions. For what? For what? Just stimulating the taste buds, feeling something. This is all highly toxic. It is all a natural antibiotic. Why would you eat it now?
I finally did it. Cut my finger. It hurts like a bitch. But whatever. We still got to make this chili, son. So we got a big wok. It's hot. We're just going to throw everything that we minced, including the garlic, into here and cook it for about 6 minutes while it browns down. Ready for the most satisfying sound in the world?
While it browns down, whilst it becomes carcinogenic. Go for it.
Okay, as you can see, our little veggie mix here has browned down. Now we're going to throw in a can of tomato paste, which is about 6 ounces of tomato paste. And then we're also going to add about 2 cups of veggie broth, give or take, if you want your...
The goitrogens are reduced when you peel the tomatoes and cook them up like so you get rid of some of the anti-nutrients. Still, I want to clarify that nothing in this bowl is nutritious.
Die Welt steht am hat man, und auch ich will es nicht sehen. Die Gurus sind Hindus, und ich werde bestehen. Denn wir sind alternativ, alternativ, alternativ. Denn wir sind alternativ, 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 alternativ.
Society's been failing you. cop, the whole lot of structure, the whole spot, the folks is the cold cops, taking what our souls got. One cop, the whole lot of structure, the whole spot, the folks is the cold cops, taking what our souls got. One cop, the whole lot of structure, the whole spot, the folks is the cold cops, taking what our souls got. Boycott the whole lot of structure, the whole spot, the folks is the cold cops, the yearn for what our souls got.
And indeed, we are back, friends. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the radio program, which we bring you every 2 weeks here, there, and over there. That was Swell Maps, live in the BBC Studios, unreleased, and a version of Harmony in My Bathroom. And we celebrate the arrival of finally a book about the Swell Maps done by a pretty trustworthy source. Jowhead himself just put out this book, and it's fabulous. Just got mine in the mail this week. Comes with a 7-inch single with a bunch of unreleased tracks, including yet another version of that tune, Harmony in My Bathroom. But pick it up if you can. I think Cargo in the UK has it, and some other places as well. Swell Maps. We heard Virgin Prunes from early stuff from a collection called Art Fuck, rarities from 1980 to 83. 2010's I've Been Smoking All Night, it's the name of that track. Park Jiha behind that. She's a great Korean composer with a new album out called The Gleam. And we heard Lightway from that release. Dalek from their new one, which is just coming out. I think it's called Precipice. It's not coming out till next month, but we have some early tracks, including that one called Boycott from New Jersey. Amazing live performances as well, some a few years ago. We also had something from a release from The Drin, new on the Drunken Sailor label, out of England, Full Moon Natural Sickos, from an LP called Engines Sing for the Pale Moon. Project of Dylan McCartney, who was in a band called The Vacation. Once again, brand new from The Drin. Sounds behind that from the group out of Germany, who call themselves Belastungsprobe, and a track called Alternaive. The Gizmos, newly released material from their early days, 1976-77, and Human Garbage Disposal. It's on a cassette release via the Gulcher label, streaming on Bandcamp. And what can you say about the Gizmos? Indiana's finest. One of their finest, anyway. It looks like they've been uploading lots of stuff to the Bandcamp as well. Have them play on my old WFMU show a long time ago, which I still will never forget. Eddie Flowers and company. Behind that, we heard the more famous Brian Turner, who is an acne and vegan advisor, being taken down by some angry bearded guy. All power to the other Brian Turner. And we heard a great single gifted to me this week from Tom Lax, who knows I am obsessed with all things Bigfoot. Bro Smith and his Ode to Bigfoot from 1976, originally done by Johnny Cash. There you go. Who knows a thing or two about Bigfoot as well, I'm sure. So thanks for joining us. The show's all archived at brianturnershow.com. Our hope is to give you many, many ways to listen to the program, minus Alexa, of course, who will never, ever play the right thing if you yell out my name. She'll play the acne guy, probably. Anyway, we got some more music for you, and this comes to us new from the Iron Lung label, and a band called Born. Stay with us.
Yeah. for your head. You know about the cries. The snakes all flee at an anger with a grace. You talk about the waste of and heaven and freedom. Happiness is an eternal. Pleasure is for all. The Christ will be the master, and the Father will be eternal. Lost his dignity.